Hey there, it's Tony here from the Dumb Leaders podcast. Today we're talking about the leaders that power up and talk down. Make sure you hang around. Hey there, it's Tony here and welcome to this episode of the Dumb Leaders podcast. Really exciting news. Today was our very first interview with another podcast that wanted to understand a little bit more about the Dumb Leaders Handbook and what it is that we're looking to achieve. And that came about because of our fantastic listeners, and the feedback that we're getting, the exposure that we're starting to pick up. So thank you very much for everyone that's listening, everyone that's sharing, for everyone that's giving us some feedback. We're going to share some stats over the next couple of weeks about some of the readers' contributions that we're getting as well. So we're getting quite a good case, I suppose, around some analysis of things like dumb leaders, some of these key things that we're seeing in some of those readers' contributions. So please keep them coming as well, because that's really important for us to be able to share some of the analysis out of that, and in respect of the traits that these dumb leaders are sharing. So it's one thing for us to have an opinion, it's another for people to be providing us their insights into what's happening and their real life behaviors. So and once again, if you want to share your story about a dumb leader, please do so. Just go visit the dumbleaders.com website, click on the contact page and provide us the story. We'll be more than happy to dissect it and provide you some advice on how to deal with that particular dumb leader. Today I'm going to share thoughts around a dumb leader that we call the power up and talk down. You may have experienced someone like this. Maybe you've experienced a leader like this, a leader who makes themselves feel big by making you feel small. You know, I've experienced that within my career of having someone power up, and many others that I know have had the same thing. So whether it's by using intimidation, whether it's by language, whether it's by talking over the top of you, whether it's in body language, whether it's in the silent treatment. I had a leader once walk through one of my stores, a head office visitor, who didn't say a word to me the whole time. And it was all about, and that was all about power. It was all about power. And it made me feel incredibly small and incredibly intimidated. But I guess that's what the leader was endeavoring to do. Whether it's in their actions or whether it's in their behaviors. So this is a leader that power up on people. And by doing so, they abuse that power that they hold. So when you power up on someone, you abuse that power. To them, power is the holy grail. And once again, maybe you've worked with someone like that, but hopefully you've been lucky and you've missed this one. So let's hope so. But what we know is that people power up on others. They do so for a variety of reasons. Now, firstly, in every way, leaders who power up on others do so because it's an issue with them. It is very rarely, incredibly rare, that it's an issue with you. And it's usually not because of anything that you've done or your staff or your team. So that's the first point that I really want to make. The issue with leaders that power up is usually an issue with them, not with you. But let's look at the things that we know that lead to this. The first things that I will say is that power is often attached to status. And people who crave status crave power. So that's the first reason why some leaders will power up and talk down, because they're actually in need of status. They're in need of that. They crave status. They want status. They want to be recognized as someone. And that's, once again, an internal thing that they must deal with. It's interesting when you look at some of the psychology behind it. Psychologist David McLennan, he acknowledged the need for power as one of three basic, largely unconscious drives which motivate people. Now, isn't that interesting? The other two, just so you know, the need for affiliation and the need for achievement. So the need for power, the need for affiliation, the need for achievement have all been listed by David as three largely unconscious drives that motivate people. Isn't that interesting? The need for power is a motivating unconscious behavior, unconscious factor. So the need for power is where you're motivated to dominate and control what other people want, need, or fear. So, and once again, this is the trait of a dumb leader. A dumb leader motivated by the need for power is going to be a dumb leader. And it's a largely unconscious or a subconscious thing, the need for power. And like many subconscious aspects of our life, the need for power becomes very addictive. Because again, we know this is fueled by dopamine, which is predominantly known as our brain reward chemical. So in many ways, the dumb leader becomes addicted to the reward sense that is dopamine. And we get addicted to the feeling and the sense of power. So maybe we need to look at these types of dumb leaders with a little bit of maybe in a different light, because we can see that this is potentially an addictive behavior, the need to get motivated to dominate and control what other people want and need. So the dumb leader becomes addicted, and they get addicted to the feeling and the sense of power. So like the gambler, like the drug addict, the longer a power junkie goes on, the longer, in other words, the longer they have the power, the worse it gets. And the bigger journeys, the bigger trips are the things that are going to be needed for them to pick up the same reward notion, which is why, unfortunately, people in this position tend to get really bad. So if you've had, we see this with dictators and whatnot. The longer they're in power, the more extreme they often get because of this need for power. Unfortunately, people in this position don't willingly give up power. We've seen that. They hoard it, they hold it, and ultimately, for many, it has to be wrestled away. And again, just like the addict, withdrawal symptoms apply. Now, interestingly, we see, and especially now with things like the Me Too movement, we've seen people in positions of power that have been using manipulative behavior and there's a lot of allegations and unethical behavior that is really coming to light. And they use that to manipulate others. In other words, they've got a position of power and they're using that to manipulate others. But when they're exposed, the first reaction we often see from them is one of denial, and which is a bit of a classic trait from a leader who's dined on this power mantle for quite some time. They're in denial that they've done anything wrong. But when they deal with that, or when the allegations get proven, we then tend to see this deep regret, this deep remorse that they have. Very often, because all of a sudden their behaviours have come to light and they've created that own self-awareness. So in summary, it's an addictive subconscious behaviour that drives the leader who powers up and talks down. They get rewarded chemically for it. And like all neuropathways, these things just can't be erased. You know, it's not like you can get a rubber and rub out a neural pathway. It's not possible. It would be so easy if we could, because then any sort of bad behavior that we had, or any sort of addictive behaviors that we all have, could simply be erased, and only the good ones for our health and benefit would be the ones that we choose to have. But the good news is that while they can't be erased, they can be replaced. So that's the exciting thing, I guess, if you are a leader that is craving and hoarding power. The reality is that while we can't erase that pathway, we can certainly replace it. But like every habit that we have, if we take our time and create a new habit and therefore create a new pathway, one lapse back can often bring us back, you know. So you can be doing a new habit for 30 days. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of stats out there that say we bed in habits after X amount of time. Some people say 90 days. Some people say 14. Some people say 30. And I say you never, bed in a new habit, because at any stage you can lapse back. You can lapse back. And the minute you lapse back, it's harder then for you to kick back into your new habit. So, and you've all been through that, whether you've given up smoking, gone on a diet, whatever the case may be, you may have been incredibly good doing something for a period of time and then slip back into one night out with your friends, and then all of a sudden you're back in your old lifestyle. So from a strategy point of view, what we need to do is look at the mindset behind what we do. And we have to ask ourselves questions like, is it about power or is it about results? And that's the first step, because this is a real conundrum for people who crave power. Is it about the power or is it about results? And either way, we've got to ask ourselves, is this working out for us? So if we're not getting the results because we're on a quest for power, we need to be thinking about, you know, is that working out for me? So we've got to ask that question. Ask yourself, how is it working out for you? Because what we know from experience is that the best leaders build influence. And funnily enough, by building influence, we actually create power within an organization, within a business, within a community. And then many leaders that gain power actually create more power by giving it away. So the concept of empowerment, empowering your team, actually helps you, A, give away power, but also then build more influence. So one of the challenges that I put to you, if you can see some symptoms there of you being a leader in quest for power, think about that concept of empowerment and think about giving that power away. Because when you empower your people, you increase your influence, you increase productivity, and you increase effectiveness. And when all that happens, your results must improve. So as a leader, it's all about results at the end of the day. It's not about power. It's no use being the captain of the Titanic as it sinks to the bottom of the ocean, just as it's no use being the captain, the sole captain, the power base behind a company that goes out of business. There's no point in that. That's a zero outcome. So we need to think about what are you there for? Are you there for power or are you there for results? So it comes down to knowing what it is that you actually desire. And you then have to work through that conundrum. Is it power or is it results? Hopefully that'll bring you some awareness, and that sets you up to create the desired steps that you need to start changing that addictive quest for power. And like everything, like every addiction that we have, I'm sorry, you're going to need to go cold turkey. Hey, that's it for this week's episode of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. I hope you took some great value out of it. If you know someone that can benefit from this podcast, please share. Please review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this particular podcast. We would love to see some more reviews coming through. Continue your feedback. Send that through at coachcurl.com on the contact page. And please continue to share your stories. There's some real trends that are starting to appear from that, which we hope to be sharing with you in the next month or so. So some really exciting stuff around that and some real analysis of what you're telling us about dumb leaders, which we are so excited to be able to share. Anyway, that's it. It's Tony here. That's it for the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Until next time, I will see you then.